For decades, Peter, Paul, and Mary have sewn their unique sound into the fabric of American culture. They've won 5 Grammys, produced 13 top 40 hits, Puff the Magic Dragon, If I Had a Hammer, I Dig Rock and Roll Music, Leaving on a Jet Airplane. That's the song I think we're going to do for the Book of Rock and Roll this morning, where we kind of take you back to the past, play an oldie tale a bit about it. We might actually get the guys who put that song together to tell us a little bit about it. Those guys have a great Christmas present to give to people this year. We're going to give one away to the first caller in just a couple minutes. It's called The Night Before Christmas. On the line right now, Pete, Paul, how are you?
How are you, my brother?
Hello, Brian.
It's good to talk to you, and yes, we have. It's not just a present for others. It was a present to ourselves to make a book called The Night Before Christmas with beautiful illustrations by the same person who did the illustrations for the Puff the Magic Dragon book. And then we have the most, I think, moving part of this, besides the beauty of the book itself, is a CD in it in which Mary narrates 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, and we do a background piece on it. And the book is dedicated to Mary. Mary passed a year ago, this past September 16th, and this was the last thing that she recorded. I went up to Connecticut, and there she was with her wheelchair and her oxygen tank and those tubes, and knowing that soon enough we would not be together, and she was of great cheer. And this, I'll give you a sense of what it sounded like. Noel will do, I'll be Mary, and Noel will do the guitar. This is the way it starts. 'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in the hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled, all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. Mom in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap. And that's the way it went, with Noel playing and humming and me humming. And when you hear it, it's as if Mary is sitting there on a couch and we're just jamming together.
Right, with two children in her lap. There's an intimacy to her voice that's just beautifully captured in this. This is the last recording she ever did.
And you know, the last years that we had with Mary were very, very loving and very joyous.
Mm-hmm.
Because we knew, you know, after a person has a successful bone marrow transplant, or, you know, they have a stem cell bone marrow now, they know that their lives are limited and they've gone through an extraordinary challenge. Well, she beat cancer. It was just the chemotherapies that prepared her for cancer that ultimately compromised her so much. But she sang until 3 months prior to her passing, and the group became so, so open and vulnerable and loving. All the little things went away, and we had lots of time to love each other and say goodbye. So this book is kind of a Christmas gift to some, but to us it's also a way of saying in one more way how much we miss Mary and our ongoing goodbyes. Whenever we sing, she's right there, and she's really not right there anymore, and that's very, very apparent.
And a couple other songs on this as well.
Yes, we did Solon. You probably heard it last holiday season. I think Sting had a big push for Solon. Yeah, there it is right there. And also, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, the full-blown version from the holiday album is there.
No, Solon. Let's do a little Solon. Apple or pear from the cherry, any good thing can make us all merry. One for repeated to the Paul, fever in the made of soul.
God bless the master of this house and the mistress also, and all the little children that round your table grow. The cattle in your stable and the dog by your front door, and all that dwells within your gates, we wish you 10 times more. A
soul, soul, soul cake, please come, this is a soul cake. I pull a pear upon my cherry, any good thing to make us all merry. One for Pete, two, two for Paul, three for Rindy, made a soul.
Go down and do the
cellar, the cellar. See what you can find.
What a bounty
we hope you will be.
Hope you will be kind with your apple and strawberry. For we'll come no more a-soling
till this time next year. Soul, soul, soul cake. Please, goodness, it's a soul cake. Apple, a pear, a plum, a cherry. Any good thing to make a soul merry. One for Pete, two for Paul, three for Rindy.
Made us all a soul, soul, soul cake. Please, good missus, a soul cake.
Thank you guys for doing that.
Yeah, that was
fun. That's how it really sounds. This is not a record. If this had been a test, you would have known it.
Live right there, Peter Paul from Peter Paul and Mary. Could tell us a little about the first time you felt the country really began to embrace what you were doing?
Well, let me tell you something. I was just doing this television, hosting this television special that we just did. Noel Paul Stuckey, I, Mary Chapin Carpenter, Kev Moe, Billy Jonas, and my daughter Bethany Yarrow, and it's all about the next generation. And you talk about first times and the way you feel about first times. I feel about that when I've been going around the country and doing it. And we do sing this song, and by the way, as part of the DVD package. It's really wonderful. And Mary Chapin Carpenter asked to sing 500 Miles, kind of an homage to Mary Travers. To see the rebirth of this with the next generation, because all these folks are under 40 years old, that was like watching us in the beginning when we first started and we first heard in a little Volkswagen.
I was just thinking
song,
of that,
it
too.
Because when I was just a lad of 10, my father said to me,
and we pulled off to the side of the road and giggled because it was on the radio. And we'd never heard our voices before in a trio or any other place. And we went, oh, my God!
And that was amazing. And when I heard the next generation on this show, which is called the Peter Yarrow Sing-Along, that was always my thing, was sing-along, a concert on PBS, which is all over the country. I said, thank goodness this music sustains. And there are new artists. And that music is something very strong in our country, that when it's sung together, whether it's at camps and church and synagogue and schools, that makes kids feel close and together, and they're not going to push the kid that doesn't belong away when you're singing together. And that kind of bullying tends to diminish, and that's very important. Noel and I both work in that arena, trying to give children the kind of tools through music and through various kinds of exercises that give them a sense of togetherness.
And once again, we are talking with Peter Yarrow and Paul Stuckey. Peter, Paul, and Mary is the band they're with for quite a while. And we do this segment called The Book of Rock and Roll every morning, where I kind of go try to find some facts about a certain band or how a song was made or something like that. And usually I'm just way off. So when we get the artist here, it's always nice to hear about it from them. If we're going to do, let's see, leave it on a jet plane. Would you guys be interested in talking a little bit about that, how that came together?
Yeah, I was playing the chords in the background. We were very fortunate in the time that we grew up to know a lot of people who have contributed a great deal of music to our mutual shared history in this country. You know, not only Bob Dylan, but Gordon Lightfoot and John Denver, who wrote Leaving on a Jet Plane. And we were really fortunate also to share a musical director by the name of Milt Oaken, who was a good close producer of John's early recordings, actually right through most of his life. And one of the songs was Leaving on a Jet Plane, which I think Mary owns. You know, I don't think anybody can hear Jet Plane without thinking of Mary singing it. And it certainly was a moving moment, I think, in recorded history, the period of time between 1968 and 1971 when the troops were coming back from Vietnam, not all of them standing, and many of the young men were leaving their families and their loved ones. Leaving on a jet plane took on a very special significance, and I think it'll always be memorable, particularly because of that.
Well, would you thank you guys for giving us a few minutes this morning. Again, Peter and Paul have a new book out called The Night Before Christmas. It's got the last recording of Mary Travers before she passed away. And, you know, we didn't talk too much about the artwork inside this, and I guess we could hit that real quick.
I think gorgeous. You could just say gorgeous, Brian.
It is different and something you just look at for a little bit and say, wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah. It's got a magical, mystical, beautiful quality to it, that's for sure. It was great talking to you, Brian.
Thanks so much, Brian, and thanks for opening your mic for this long period of time. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and all other variations thereof. As long as people are loving each other, whether it's in a teepee, whether it's in a synagogue, whether it's just in your heart, it's a wonderful time to remember how precious we are to each other. Thank you, brother.
Peter Paul from Peter Paul and Mary will take the next caller right now who wants this, The Night Before Christmas, and we'll get right into our Book of Rock and Roll song.